From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is home to the most students in the country, with more than 5 million K-12 students in the classroom, a number that is tied to school funding. But for nearly a decade, statewide enrollment has been on the decline. And this year, California saw its biggest drop since the 2021-2022 school year, losing almost 75,000 students, which was seven times higher than previous estimates. And that can have big impacts on finances, as schools work to keep their doors open. But some districts here in the Sacramento region seem to be bucking the trend and are actually gaining the most students statewide. Joining us now to help sort through the data are EdSource reporters John Festerwald and Diana Lambert. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Pleased to be here.
Well, John, I want to start with you. Let's just set the stage a little bit. How is enrollment tied to school budgets?
Yes, districts are funded by the number of students who show up every day. And it's actually funded by attendance, but that's related directly to enrollment, obviously. So when enrollment drops, the funding for a particular school or actually particular district can fall as well.
So what have those trends in terms of enrollment? What does it look like in California over the years?
Yeah, enrollment has been declining for a decade. And it's expected to decline for another decade as well. But this year, we saw a 1.3 percentage point drop. And it may not sound like a lot, but if you multiply that by each year, by that percentage, it's significant. We've lost about 10% in the last 7 years, and we expected to lose about that much in the next seven. So this year, we lost 1.3%, and that's 75,000 students. But the state, the Department of Finance, which projects enrollment, had predicted only a 10,000 student drop. So it's a big difference.
Where were the biggest drops across the state?
Diana, where were the biggest drops?
The biggest drops were in the Los Angeles area, which lost about half of the students that we lost this year, in Santa Ana, San Diego, Long Beach, and Fontana.
You know, as you mentioned, the Department of Finance, you know, they estimated just a fraction of what the actual drop in enrollment was. Did they have a reason, or are you able to get a better understanding of why there was this discrepancy of a projection of like 10,000 students, but, you know, losing sevenfold that number?
It's really hard to know. It's driven by demographics, really. They're just families are having fewer kids, and that's showing up, who are showing up in the schools. Don't know specifically about this. Department of Finance recognized it might be related to immigration and ICE raids. Parents are withholding their kids going to school, both enrollment and attendance. It's hard to know exactly. They don't know precisely.
You know, I also think the wildfires in the Los Angeles area, would that have had an impact on enrollment, especially since Los Angeles saw a sizable drop?
It could have had an effect, particularly if families moved out of state. If they just moved to another district, it wouldn't have a net impact.
Is it just at public schools, or are charter and private schools also seeing a decline in enrollment?
No, actually, great question. It's actually private schools have lost 6%, close to 7% this year. So no, it's not that more students are going to private schools.
And is this just a trend happening in the Golden State, or is this part of a larger trend across the country?
No, it's a national trend. And Diana's article said, I think it was 39 states that track students have lost enrollment.
Well, Diana, I mean, you focused here on the Sacramento region, and this is interesting. Some schools seem to kind of be bucking that decreased enrollment trend, so it's not even-handed across the state. So which are some of the local districts in our area that have seen the most population gains?
Elk Grove Unified, so Elk Grove and Folsom-Cordova Unified, which we know has had a lot of new housing recently. So they are among the top five districts in the state as far as growth is concerned.
And Elk Grove is already one of the largest school districts in the state, correct?
It's the fourth largest school district in the state. Now, this year has over 65,000 students.
What are the reasons behind this? Is it just because there's more housing construction? People are just simply just moving out to these areas more?
People are, with rising costs, people are looking for places that are more livable and affordable. And Elk Grove ranks high for that. And so Elk Grove is just continuing to grow. And so is Folsom.
I guess what makes a community livable? Is it just, you know, affordable housing? What else goes into that definition?
Depends who you ask. Now, I'm going to tell you I'm biased because I live in Elk Grove. but it's ranked high in a lot of travel and leisure, I guess, made it the most livable city in the United States recently. I think that came out in March. And it's, they said, a sense of community, affordability, schools count. So those are some of the things that make it a good place to live.
And are there other districts in the Central Valley that are seeing some increases as well?
Vacaville Unified saw some increases as well. And Roseville City School District did as well. So in the fifth one was Chino. So four out of five are in the Sacramento region.
Wow. I mean, but then on the flip side, you know, there are other districts in Sacramento County that had like really large losses in enrollment, like among the biggest drops behind Los Angeles. So where are these school districts?
Well, I mean, all of the school districts other than Elk Grove and Folsom Cordova, the larger school districts, all saw declines of some kind, with Sacramento City going down about 450 students. San Juan went down 220. Natomas lost 230. But Twin Rivers lost 12,000 students over between last year and this year. But that appears to be because of the loss of Highlands Community Charter School, which closed like 50 locations across the county. Because of a state audit that found that they didn't have properly credentialed teachers and were had state money that they weren't eligible to get. I think it was $180 million they have to pay back. So they closed most of their facilities, and that accounts for the 12,000 drop in Twin Rivers.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with EdSource reporters John Festerwald and Diana Lambert about decreasing enrollment in California and the impact on school budgets. How big of a concern is this drop in enrollment for the districts in our area, Diana? I mean, you're talking about several hundred from one district to the next. I mean, are superintendents, you know, concerned that this will translate to even less funding?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're always concerned. Every student counts, and they lose funding. They have layoff notices. I'm sure that they've issued hundreds of layoff notices in the region, and they might potentially consider closing schools if that's one of the things they might do. And they also are, all lobbying for more cash all the time.
What groups of students saw some of the biggest enrollment declines? We're focusing on districts, but yeah, I guess when it comes to demographics, where were the largest drops?
The largest drop by number was Latino students. They represent 62% of the students in schools anyway. By percentage, white students actually had 2.7%, which was more larger. And one thing that English learners dropped substantially, and that could be, again, a reflection of immigration or people moving away for affordability as well. One thing I should note is that we've added a new grade, transitional kindergarten, and that shrouded the impact because we've been phasing that in over 4 years, and this was the last year in which we phased in transitional kindergarten, added 36,000 students. So we talked about $75,000 net, but if you net out that the transitional kindergartens, it was more like 110,000 students, and this will be... You know, if you look at it students grade by grade, in 12th grade, there are 470-some thousand students. And in kindergarten, there's only 355,000 students. So as these grades work up over the years and they're replaced by smaller classes, that's where you're going to see the continuation in decline in enrollment.
And even the option or the possibility of closing a school is very unpopular from any district. Right, Diana?
Right. Yes, definitely. And also laying off teachers. That's very unpopular.
I guess, how do these numbers and these enrollment numbers kind of tie in to the larger tension that's happening at school districts across the state? We've had some teacher strikes in our area, as well as across California, and other labor disputes. We talked about the potential for some school closures. One district I'm thinking of, Sac City Unified, is facing a budget crisis, not the only district in the state. So where do these numbers fit into that larger picture of, you know, public education in California and the challenges that facing the state?
Well, there are differences. There's actual pressures from a number of places. They're more special education kids, and they're generally more expensive. And that's another factor that comes out of school budgets. But I guess the simplest way of looking at it would be to say schools get a cost of living adjustment of, say, 2.5%. And if your enrollment goes down 1.5%, there's very little to make up for the increased costs that you, which don't, 2.5% doesn't cover anyway the contracts and pressures to make salaries more affordable. So it just means more pressure on districts to come up with some way of paying for a health cost increase, salary increases, and other expenses in their schools. And you're getting less net money in increase every year. So that makes it really difficult.
And the state is also facing, you know, a budget deficit as well. So it's tough budget times. I mean, how much of the general fund in California goes to public education, John?
40%. And you raise an interesting question, because schools as a whole, education, K-12 and community colleges, will continue to get 40% of the general fund. And the general fund in the past 10 years has increased substantially. The difference is your school district may be getting less money, but the amount of money going to education in general is increased substantially, and will at least increase significantly next year, based on the projections. What that means is the state legislature and the governor have additional money to figure out how to spend between the money that goes into tuitions, which is dropping, and the money that the state gets with that 40%. So some of that money can help districts make up for the loss. And then we've also created new programs like expanded learning, after school learning, and community schools. Those new programs can be funded by the difference between those two amounts.
Has California been in a situation like this before? I know that there were enrollment declines back in the 2021 school year. This was also during, you know, the height of the pandemic. There was one-time relief funding. I mean, has California been in a situation like this?
Oh, up until the mid-teens, we've been a growing state. In fact, when Proposition 98, the formula which determined that 40% goes to schools, I really don't think they envisioned a drop in enrollment, because at that time, the only thing you saw was a growing state, which continued to, you know, after the Great Recession, we began to see a slow decline. But for the previous 40 years, it was growth every year. Hmm.
Diana, have you heard from teachers, other school staff, other just adults with a vested interest in the health of public schools, you know, how they're feeling right now with this decline in enrollment amid the other pressing challenges?
Well, I think I do cover teachers and teaching, and I think the teachers are really concerned about being laid off. There were a lot of pink slips issued, more than there were last year. And there's concern that as their enrollment declines, there'll be fewer jobs for not just teachers, but all school staff.
Well, Diana and John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John Fensterwald and Diana Lambert are reporters for EdSource, and we've been talking about decreasing school enrollment across California and the impact on district budgets. Up next, for Earth Day, it's today, we're going to go all in on Sacramento being the city of trees. Plus, a famous Japanese whodunit film comes to life in Nevada City this week. We'll meet a few of the people behind the play, Rashomon. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.